Cerner estimates the cost of its Bannister Mall area redevelopment project at $4.3 billion, more than half of which will be underwritten by tax breaks from Kansas City and the state of Missouri. Councilman Scott Taylor said there was a good reason for giving big incentives.
Even with those incentives, it's still a risky project. It's such a large project in scope, the largest office development project in the city's history, one of the largest in the United States.
The tax breaks are about equally divided between the city and the state. Cerner expects the redevelopment to yield about 15,000 new jobs. The Kansas Supreme Court heard arguments on the latest school funding lawsuit. Some wondered if this comment from Justice Eric Rosen might portend the outcome.
Essentially, it stands before me in my eyes as a broken promise.
But it could have been just one justice trying to clarify his own thinking on whether the state should have to spend another $440 million on schools. Chief Justice Lawton Nuss tried to make it clear what he meant when he told a legislative committee about the financial status of the Kansas court system.
They are to assume the worst, and that is that we will be short more than $8 million.
The deficit could mean weeks of court closures and furloughs. Khalid Ouazzani, a Kansas City man who sent financial support to Al-Qaeda, was sentenced to 14 years in federal prison.
Mr. Ouazzani created his own bed, and now, unfortunately for him, he's getting to lie in it.
Was U.S. Attorney Tammy Dickinson's comment. Ouazzani pleaded guilty to defrauding banks and a businessman to give $23,000 to Al-Qaeda. Governor Jay Nixon was sticking to his guns about using the anesthetic propofol for Missouri executions, despite threats from a German manufacturer to stop supplying it to the U.S. if the state did.
We are very cognizant of the attention this is drawing and the potential challenges that are out there, but are resolute that the issues should be ones that are played out in a court of law so that the consistency of this significant responsibility will maintain.
Attorneys for one of the two men scheduled for execution are taking it to a court of law. In the meantime, Missouri sent back the propofol made by the German company. The St. Paul School of Theology negotiated a contract to sell its old Truman Road campus to the Guadalupe Center. Neighborhood groups had been upset when a social service consortium had planned to move into the campus, including a rehabilitation facility for prostitutes. Neighborhood activist Cherry Ashcroft said the Guadalupe Center was a better fit.
Hoping that bringing Guadalupe Center might help them organize a little bit and be more politically active and bring their voice to our neighborhood.
More than half the community around the old St. Paul's is Hispanic. Wrapping up the week, Kansas City, Missouri unveiled a new logo reminiscent of one used years ago by the Kansas City Monarchs. Overland Park voters extended a 1/8-cent sales tax for streets and sidewalks for another 10 years. And a jury ruled that Prairie Village Councilman David Morrison willfully neglected his duties when he allowed a homeless man to sleep at City Hall. A district court judge will decide whether Morrison is removed from office. This is KCUR.